This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
JazakAllah khair. I was going to call you young men to sit down for 5 more minutes. Go ahead and sit down. Assalamu alaikum. Over there by the table, by the food. Come on and sit down for 5 minutes. JazakAllah khair. So alhamdulillah, I want to capitalize on something that was mentioned here in this beautiful verse that was recited as well. What's the name of the last chapter of the Quran? Anyone that is 12 and under, who can tell me? The last chapter of the Quran. The last chapter. The last chapter of the Quran. Last surah. You 12 or under? 12 or under. Quickly. Yes. Nas, Surah Ish, and Nas. Is there another chapter that has Noon, Alif, and Sin in it as well? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hal ata alal insani. Right. Hal ata alal insani hinu min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Right. These three letters, Nasiya, you see that the makeup generally means, or originally means, in the morphologic makeup of the verb, it means to forget. So when we have this word, Nasiya, it comes from forgetfulness. And some scholars say that the word insan, which means mankind, and Nas can mean mankind as well, generically speaking. The connection with mankind and forgetfulness, who knows? What's the connection with mankind and forgetfulness? Huh? That mankind, we're forgetful. When we make a mistake, when we commit a sin, there is an element of forgetfulness, which could be a category of it. But then there's also ways we just forget to do things, right? Which can be a form of negligence as well at times, depending. So when we're looking at mankind that can be forgetful, there's also another morphologic or linguistic makeup of insan, which comes from anis or unut or uns, which means companionship or the want, the desire to have a companion, uns. So mankind naturally as well wants a level of what? Desires a level of what? Company, companionship, company, right? A level of companionship or company. If you were stuck on an island by yourself, you would not even understand what certain values are. Because of society, culture even determines what's beautiful, what's not beautiful, what's polite, what's not polite, what's respectful. That needs a group of people. A level of companionship. Mankind is naturally, we are creatures of companionship. So the connection between forgetfulness and companionship with the Muslim is very interesting. As he says in the verse, رَبَّنَا لَا تُأَخِنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Oh Allah, don't hold us accountable for what we forget or for our mistakes. And the Prophet ﷺ said, رُفِعَ الْقَلَمْ عَنْ ثَلَاثَ الْخَطَى وَالنِّسِيَانَ وَمَسْتُكِرْهُ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet ﷺ said that the pen has been lifted on three types of people. The ones that make the mistake or done wrong, make the mistake, the individual that is forgetful, and the one that was forced. So here we talk about the one that is forgetful and the one that desires companionship. The ultimate companion for the Muslim should be what? Who? Who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're facing a time of stress, of hardship, struggle, you can turn to a person, a friend, your father, your best friend, even a therapist. But that should never be, you should never be negligent of turning to who? Allah, because Allah is the one that provided the therapist, provided your mother, provided your father, changed the heart of that person to be compassionate towards you, enlightened that person to give you that good advice. So your ultimate companion should be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we talk about the aspect of forgetfulness, when the Muslim is forgetful or does an action that is not befitting, and they remember, they seek that companionship with Allah. That's the connection we talk about insan. You look at insan, mankind, because of their forgetfulness, they retreat and turn to Allah. Who was the first person that was forgetful? Adam. What did Adam do? He ate from the forbidden what? The tree. Was it an apple tree? I don't know. Was it apple? You don't must not like apples. An apple a day keeps the dentist away, Sheikh. You never heard of that before? Inshallah. No, so Adam took from the tree, he ate from the tree. When he ate from the tree, فَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقَ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّ وَنَادَاهُمَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called on them. Didn't I not prohibit you to take from the tree? And didn't I tell you that Satan was your ardent enemy? Because Satan convinced them. He said, look, if you take from this tree, Allah doesn't prohibit you to take from the tree, except that you will be malakaini, two angels, or you will live forever. And naturally, mankind wants to do that. So Satan was indirectly tricking him. He took from the tree, the private parts were shown, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ihbitul minha jami'an, and he casted them down into the dunya, into the worldly life. But when Adam made that mistake and he acknowledged it, what did he say? Him and Hawa, Adam and Eve. Qala rabbana zalamna anfusana. Hamza, tell your two homeboys to listen up. Tell them to listen up. Hey, assalamu alaikum. Listen up. Adam and Eve, they both said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh my Lord, we have both oppressed ourselves. And then listen to what he says. This is the unus of the companionship. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ So they acknowledge their mistake. They acknowledge that they made a mistake, that they were negligent. Right? But then they said, oh my Lord, we have oppressed ourselves. And if you don't forgive us and have mercy on us, we will be from the losers. That is the ultimate companionship. Rather, it's total reliance on that companion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't forgive us and pardon us, I don't know what I'm going to do. Have any of you ever done something so bad to someone, they found out and you feel terrible and you just hope that they pardon you for that? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So when we look at this beautiful word, insan, the next time we hear nas or insan, let's remember that we as mankind are naturally forgetful. But when you remember that forgetfulness, turn back to your ultimate companion before you turn to any of creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that brought creation here in the first place, and He's the one that can take them away or change their state, their status, their mindset, whatever the case may be. So just remembering the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the minuteness of ourselves, and that remembering that in that way will keep you as an Abdullah, will keep you as a servant and slave of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that call on Him in secret and in open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and forgive us for all of our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the heart soft for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that call on Him for our brothers and sisters in Palestine in open and in secret. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that call on His beautiful names and attributes. May Allah al-Hafidh preserve us and preserve our brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the iman in their hearts firm from any trials or tribulations that are faced, from any thirst or hunger, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to bless them with the thirst and hunger, to bless them with the feeding of iman in their hearts, and to nourish them with the iman in their hearts, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'a al-abrar wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak 'ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi al-abrar. Amen.